Blog Talk Radio.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was death by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is good. Praise the Lord. Hello, everybody. Apostle Terry Hill here. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it on this beautiful Monday evening. Amen. Whatever time you're listening to me right now, whatever you might be doing, amen, as this signal is going all over the world. And I am appreciative of you. Listen, there is a word from the Lord. If you turn with me to 1 Kings 17, 1 Kings chapter 17, amen. Real quickly, I just want to share with you prophetically things that are going on in your life personally. I'll say that again. I want to share with you prophetically things that is going on in your life personally. 1 Kings chapter 17. You have your Bible? I'll wait for a second. Amen. Get something to write with for a minute. Get something to underline that you can use to underline these verses. All right? All right. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." The word of the Lord came unto him. Came unto the man of God, Elijah, saying, "Get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan." Now, there is, and as a prophet, you know, prophets, we're sent to the masses, but only a few would catch the word that God is delivering to the masses. All right. God spoke to me. He said, "Son, I need you to tell my people, those that will have an ear to hear, what the Spirit is saying to the churches individually, what I am doing in their lives, and why all of the things that are happening in your life spiritually." He told me, he said, "I need you to tell the people to turn to go to First Kings 17. And so now here we have on the scene, we have Elijah, the prophet, the man of God. And I love this brother. I love this man of God, because as I read on his life, going through First Kings, First and Second Kings, I'm reading his life, and I'm understanding the pressure. I'm understanding the sacrifices that he made. But at the same time, I'm understanding the sacrifices. I'm understanding the elevation. I'm understanding the pressure that this man of God went through, particularly to this point right here. But here we have Elijah, the prophet, who has stepped on the scene to Ahab. Now, what I like about this right here is And if you allow me to do some flipping for a minute, he comes in to Ahab with no announcement, no fanfare, no applause, no annunciation, no trumpet blown, no letter, no protocol. He steps to power. This sounds like a little bit like Moses with what he did. He went to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord. Okay, we have the same mantle here with Elijah, the same attitude with this prophet here. He steps to power. And what I like about this is he doesn't play around with this word here. And let me just digress for a minute. Prophets, you men and women of God, God has been speaking to you to hide yourself. I'm getting ready to go off into this teaching here just for a second, but I want to say this to you. And it might be a ridiculous thing that God has been doing in your season. You've been wondering why there are so many connections that you're not been able to make connections with any longer. There's a reason for that. You're wondering why now God has been speaking to you to shut down for a season and seek his face. All of your connections, all of the people that you know a lot of people, but it would appear like, now only you would know this, it would appear like all the doors is slamming in your face, all of the connections that you can no longer make connections with are gone. Why is that? Why is that, Apostle Hill? Okay, I'm getting ready to answer that question. But I want you to look at this, though. Let's go back. 1 Kings 17, verse 2. Chapter 17, verse 2. And the word of the Lord came unto him, the prophet, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. What was so prophetically significant about this brook? God could have spoke to him and told him to go to any brook. Matter of fact, not just a brook. He could have spoke to him and go to a river, go to an ocean. But why did God specifically, prophetically speak to this prophet and told him to go to this brook specifically? What was the prophetic teaching that God was doing and trying to show, or showing the man of God? He said, I need you to go, God speaking to the prophet, he said, I need you to go to hide yourself. Now, you're not hiding per se from anything or anybody in this case. But I need you to go to hide yourself by this brook Cherith. Now, in the Hebrew, this brook means a place of cutting. So God is speaking to this prophet, telling this prophet, I need you to go to this place of cutting by this brook. I'm sustaining you. I'm providing for you water by this brook in the natural. In the spiritual, I'm cutting away the carnality. I'm cutting away, perhaps, even though he walked alone, but in your situation, all prophets walk alone. Some prophets walk alone. A lot of prophets have friends. Amen. Don't have time to get into that. But God is cutting away Elijah's carnality, Elijah's perception, perspective of even how Elijah is in ministry. See, God is taking you to another level, man of God. He's taking you to another level, woman of God. But you yourself know that in this season that God has you in right now, you're in transition. You're in transition. You're in a transitional place, a transitional period. And God has been speaking. The Holy Ghost has been speaking to you and has told you to disconnect. I want you to hide yourself. I want you to conceal yourself. I want you to turn by the brook, and I want you to hide yourself there. This brook is a secret place, Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. So now God is getting, he's getting us ready, setting us up for a blessing, for a promotion, for another level in God. But before we can embrace everything that God has for us, we have to hide ourselves so that God can show himself through us. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. And this is what he's doing. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it hurts. It don't feel good to the flesh when your flesh is being peeled like a banana. It doesn't feel good when God's been speaking to you specifically and you have to call a board meeting and you got to tell the people, listen, for the next 21 days, in our case here at Deliverance in the Word Prophetic Ministries, where my wife and our pastor, a senior pastor, the Lord's been speaking to us to go on a 58-day consecration, amen, to get on our face before God and allow God, listen, and allow God to speak to us, to take the rat off the wheel for a moment. And see, that's the problem with so many of us right now. We're so involved in ministry. We're so involved in church, churchism. We're so involved in the things of God, we miss God. Come on, somebody. We miss God. Do you not know that the enemy is designed is for you to keep you busy so that you cannot prophetically hear? You cannot no longer, if you please, prophetically hear. God cannot circumcise. There's no circumcision being taken place in your life. There's a coldness. There is a cold, amen, relationship with even you and God. And you know how God has brought you. You know the reason how God has brought you to this place. You know what you had to do. You know the many hours that you had to fast and pray. But now you're so busy. Everybody's been calling you and you've been accepting every assignment, every situation, every invitation, and you're too busy even for God. So now God now is saying, I'm getting ready to dry up your brook. I need you to go by this brook, though. I need you to hide yourself by this brook. And while you're hiding yourself by this brook, on my command, I'm getting ready to show you. You do understand that when God, what I'm finding out, what I'm learning about God, the hand of God, the process of God, is that before God can use you, you yourself must go through a cutting process. When I say cutting process, beloved, I'm not talking about you self-harming yourself. I'm talking about allowing the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, which is a two-edged sword, to cut on you, to cut through you, to cut out of you, you. Come on. I'm talking about those things. See, because when we don't spend time enough in God, hear me. When we don't spend time enough in God, He will give ourselves over to the thing that we depend on more than Him. I'm gonna say that all over again. When we don't give ourselves over to God, God will give ourselves over to those things that we depend on more than we depend on God. In this season now, God has been, he's been speaking to you, and he has told you to hide yourself, conceal yourself, put yourself away, place yourself, come out of the mundane, come out of the ridiculousness, the noise and pestilence of your mind, of this this world of your business. Stop being a workaholic. Stop being ministry. Hear me? Stop being ministry driven. You can become ministry driven. There's nothing wrong with being ministry driven, but there's something wrong when you put the ministry before you do God. The thing that God has called you to has consumed you more than the one that has called you to that thing. Come on, it happens to all of us. Come on, it happens. Come on, true honesty brings true deliverance. Come on, you know what it took for you to get to the place where you are right now. You know the fastings, the many days that you've had to pray and fast. And even, yea, now God has even got you on a situation of transitioning of fasting and praying even now. And I'm talking about this thing that God is getting ready to do through you, sir. This thing that God is getting ready to do through you, woman of God, is going to require that you spend times and seasons with God. Hear me. Moses spent 40 years. 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God to get the mind of God so that he could come down and to reveal the word of God to a massive group of people. He had to spend that many days on the mountain before God so that God can convince him first. And when God convinced him, and when God made a believer out of Moses, and when Moses was believing enough in God to embrace the vision, to embrace the mission, God spoke to Moses and told Moses, I need you to go back where you came from to be a deliverer to the people that's been praying for a deliverer. And in this season, God has made you a deliverer to the people, to the places that you're getting ready to go back to. But before you can go back to that, you yourself has to be convinced in God enough to bring deliverance to the masses. Because when you face temptation, when you face distraction, like Moses could have done before, if he didn't go to that mountain, if he didn't have an encounter with God, the distraction would have came, Pharaoh's wife would have came again, the temptation would have came again, and she did. But the mind of Moses, the mindset of Moses has been changed. And this is what God is wanting to do through you, in you, in this season that God is taking you in this transition. He needs your mindset to change, even the perspective of even who God is. You're not convinced enough. That's why God has you to come out from among those things that has you more than God has you. There are so many things that are distracting you other than God. And so now God got to call you, speak to you, bring situations on your life, in your life, situations that have dried up to tell you that I need to spend more time with you and you need to spend more time with me. Isn't it amazing how we spend so much time going to Kokomo, Jamaica, Hawaii, but then we don't spend all of that energy spending time enough in God? We'll go to Quick Trip, get the ice, get the pops, get the chips. We tell everybody in our circle that we're getting ready to go to Africa. We tell everybody in our circle that we're getting ready to go to Hawaii. And all that's good. We're going to Atlanta. All that's good. But when is the last time you called everybody or anybody in your circle and you told them, you said, you know what, I'm just to spend time with God. I'm not going. I deserve a week or two. I got enough time to even take a month off. But I'm getting ready to use this month, these 30 days, to spend time in God. And I'm speaking to a man and woman of God that you're in that season right now. You don't need to go somewhere away from a long trip, amen. And if you do, you need to find yourself hidden in God. Don't nobody know you need to be there, but your immediate family, you don't need to go nowhere, flash no cards, present your books, your resume, hide yourself. Hide yourself meaning that you're fully developed in that thing that has you. Has God been fully developing himself in you? Does God have you, spirit, soul, and body? And so now you're wondering why you're vexed. You're wondering why now, look like everybody's talking to you. They just vex you all together. Can't nobody hold a conversation with you because you're automatically sensitive. You're just sensitive. Somebody speak to you and you go off. Somebody speak to you and you look, you turn into Chucky, the Incredible Hulk, Scissorhands, Freddy Krueger. Why? Because you're vexed. Why? because perhaps maybe you're disobedient to the voice that God has been speaking to you about hiding yourself by a brook. Glory be to God today. God has been getting your attention over and over and over again. And you're now at the crossroads of being fully convinced that something is going on. And can I speak, can I tell you something, man and woman of God? Something is going on, but you're so distracted. And I'm not saying this to be mean or being hateful, but you're so distracted that you will not allow God to circumcise your ears enough so that God can bring a clear, crisp word to you. So when we don't depend on God enough, when we don't hide ourselves in God enough, God will turn us over to those things that we depend on more than God. And when we depend on, I don't know about you, but when I get to a place when I don't spend enough time in God, and my family, my children will tell you, I get snappy, I start snapping at everybody, I start cutting people off. You know, it's come on now. Come on. True honesty brings true deliverance. Come on. And I need, and I've been asking God, and celebrated my 50-year birthday this September the 1st. I've asked God and been asking God as long as I've been in the prophetic. God, I'm not perfect. I need deliverance. I need you to deliver me from this, that, these, those. I need deliverance. And every time I ask God for deliverance, he always speaks to me and tell me, I need you for this to happen right here, for what you're wanting for me to do for you, and where I'm needing for you to go, I need you to spend time. I need you to hide yourself in me until I'm through with you. You can't pull something out of the oven before it's time, because it won't be any good to you. So God's saying now, as ridiculous as this was to the prophet, I'm speaking concerning in connection to the thinking, to the mindset of the prophet. In other words, what was going on through the prophet's mind when God spoke to him and told him to go by a brook, to go hide by a brook, not a river, not an ocean, but a brook. And then the incredible thing about the whole thing was the brook was drying up because he, Elijah, spoke a word to Ahab and told Ahab there will not be dew nor rain. So at the same time, there's a dilemma, but then there's a blessing that God was doing through Elijah. Let's go back, 1 Kings 17. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, turn thee eastward, hide thyself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Now, I want you to look at the natural, and I want you to look at the supernatural here. The natural blessing was he was by a brook filled with water that was drying up, but he was by the brook filled with water. That's the natural. The supernatural is he was being taken care of, given food and flesh by ravens. Now, the prophetic significance here now, if you allow me to go deep for a minute, is, first of all, Elijah was a Jew. And according to Jewish customs, even though he wasn't there to eat these ravens, or God didn't speak to him to eat these ravens, because God spoke to the ravens, told the ravens that God was going to give Elijah food to eat. But according to Jewish customs, this was a dirty bird. I don't mean to sound candid, funny with that. It was an unclean bird. Thank you. Thank you. It was an unclean bird. All right. So the prophetic significance here now that God was teaching the prophet was, don't never be surprised of how I'm getting ready or what I'm getting ready or what I'm even using in this next season to bless you. What you would consider unclean, God says, I'm getting ready to even use that to support your ministry. Oh, glory to God. I'm getting ready to use that that's unclean, uncommon, haven't been heard of, don't want to be heard of, don't want to be in the spotlight to bless your ministry, to sustain you. Do y'all see that? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But before any of this can happen, I need you to hide yourself. Now, I want you to notice the attitude that the prophet had. He said in verse 3, let me go back up to that. No. Verse 5. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Look, watch this. He went and did according to the word of God. He didn't debate with God. He didn't scratch and ask God a bunch of questions as to why, how to, how come, when, what time. None of that. We do that, don't we? Oh, sure we do. See, we'll talk ourselves out of the destiny, our season of visitation, even in God. Do you hear me? We'll talk ourselves right out of the blessings of God, but not this prophet. He just did what he was commanded to do. When was the last time that you did what God wanted you to do? Watch this. Without being argumentative. You do understand that when we start, and it's nothing wrong, really, because the Bible said, ask of me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. But when we start asking a lot of questions, it will start out as faith, and then if we're not careful, we'll talk ourselves right into doubt and unbelief. You do understand that it was doubt and unbelief that kept the people of Israel out of their land, flowing with milk and honey. You did know that. So your mouth is prophetic. The Bible said that death and life is in the power of the what? Okay. Excuse me. So if death and life is in the power of the tongue, you are a participant. You are a person who's going to participate. Who's going to benefit? You are the beneficiary, should I say, of what comes out your mouth, good or bad. Come on, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Amen. So in this season, God is going to use the unlikely thing, the unlikely person. See, we're looking for the vice president, the president. We're looking to get on the gospel radio show. We're looking to get into a mega church. We're looking to get into the big television show. God says, no, I'm getting ready to bless you another way. I'm getting ready to use you another way. All my time is leaving. Listen, this is Apostle Hill. And you're going through, and you're going through for a reason, for a purpose, for a season, for a promotion, for elevation. Embrace it. This is your season for a divine transition. The anointing of God is going to gravitate to you, the provision of God, in Jesus' name. This is Apostle Hill. Listen, drop me a letter, 816-541-9014. Call me. Let me know this message has been a blessing to you. This is Apostle Hill. Until I get back on the air again with you next time, praise the Lord. Everybody.